Dear brothers and sisters, in my eyes today in this gospel, Jesus does two wonderful things. As he meets these scribes and Pharisees, they call him out. Your disciples aren't following the rules. They aren't playing by the proper rules of the game. Jesus calls them out. I always love it when he does that, calling out the scribes and the Pharisees. These guys kind of nag on him. And the other great thing that he does for me today, and that he did 2,000 years ago, is he declared all foods clean. There had previously been a number of unclean foods. And so today he calls out the scribes and the Pharisees, says, no, you. And he says, all foods are now clean. What does that mean for me? Why am I excited about this? When Jesus declared all foods clean, what that means for me today is I can eat bacon this morning after Mass. Bacon. Jesus allows us to eat bacon. What a wonderful food. I hope maybe not all of you can enjoy it as much as the rest of us, but think of it, bacon. It's so good that if we have a bad food and you wrap it in bacon, it becomes good. And some foods exist simply to be wrapped in bacon. What else do you do with a water chestnut but wrap it in bacon? Never seen it served any other way. So Jesus does something good, and I'm being facetious a little bit, but it's true. That's what he does today. Is he declares all foods clean that were previously unclean. And he calls out the scribes and the Pharisees. Why? Why is he declaring foods clean today that were previously weren't, most namely pork and these other ritual washings that they had to do? And why is he calling out the scribes and the Pharisees? Because they were getting it wrong. They had lost their focus. And so Jesus is calling out saying, you're doing two things wrong. Number one, you forgot what the rules were for. And number two, your focus is on someone else and not on yourself. Forgot what the rules were about and for, and you're focusing on someone else. You're focusing on my disciples. You should be focusing on yourself. What were the rules for? Okay, we know we need to have rules, right? Rules exist for a purpose. We started off in the early days in the old good old Garden of Eden. We had how many rules? Do you remember? There's always been rules from day one. How many were there in day one? One. What was that rule? Enjoy life. Eat from all these trees, but please just don't eat from one. That was it. How'd we do? Screwed up. All right, little bit later on with Moses, he said, okay, they keep wandering. Now I need to give you a few more rules. How many did Moses give us? Okay, 10. You know that. The Ten Commandments. Why? Because our hearts were wandering. The rules exist so that our hearts stay focused on God. But the scribes and the Pharisees had made the rules about rules. And Jesus says, you've lost the focus. These rules, which are good and necessary. Imagine a football game without rules. It might look like rugby, right? But all sports, all games have to have rules. They're good, but they have a focus so that we can play freely. And enjoy. And God is saying, I had to give you these so that you could enjoy life and love me. But the purpose of it all is to enter into my heart, to understand me, and to stay in communion with me. It's the whole point. And the scribes and Pharisees had lost that focus. They had accumulated thousands of daily rules, thousands of things that every day they had to follow. And Jesus looks at them and says, you hypocrites. Number one, you're calling out my boys. And number two, you've lost focus. It's not about following the law for the sake of following the law. It exists so you can have an encounter with me and keep your hearts on track. That's why rules and laws exist. And by the way, Catholic Church is good. Huh? I think we generally agree. Would you generally agree with me? Jesus was smart when he did this. How many rules do we have? Go to Mass every Sunday and Holy Days. Go to confession when you sin mortally. 6 Fridays out of the year, could you not eat meat? And 2 days out of the year, please fast a little bit. Do a little dieting. That's it. He doesn't want an accumulation of rules. Why? So that our hearts can remain free. But we need those to remind ourselves. The Pharisees lost track of this. These things exist so that we can be in communion with God. And Jesus says, you've lost that. You hypocrites, get back on track. Your hearts are far from me. It's not just about following the law. The law exists for love. And what is the greatest law? It's the law of mercy, love of God, who is the God who is merciful with us and love of neighbor, being merciful towards our neighbor. He says, that's it. That's the whole point of it all. And the scribes and the Pharisees lost track, and so he goes after them. Well, as much as I love the fact that he declared all foods clean so I can enjoy bacon this morning, and as much as I love the fact that he calls out the scribes and the Pharisees, I then realize he's talking to me. He's saying, Father Eli, why do you do the things you do? Just to check off a list or to enter into deep communion with me so that your heart can be converted to mine? And number two, Father Eli, was your focus on yourself primarily or on others? Do you take these rules and beat other people over the head with them? And my answer shamefully to the Lord Jesus is, yeah, I'm a scribe and a Pharisee. So he's calling us out, but he softens it with bacon. But he's calling us out today in a loving way, saying, let's get our hearts back. Take our focus off of others and remember what these things serve. If what I do is not drawing me closer to the heart of God, maybe I shouldn't be doing it. These few rules of the Catholic Church exist so that we can be in communion with the heart of the one who loves us. And all the other things that I'm doing, if they aren't drawing me to him, maybe I shouldn't be doing them. And we got to take our focus off of others, folks. I do. I think most of you probably do too. I don't know if you've heard of a wise man named G.K. Chesterton, probably the finest mind and writer of the 20th century Catholic, one of the greatest minds we've seen in the last 150 years. He was once, this is in the 1900s, people knew how bright he was. He could provide great insight into the world, great insight with a mind that's infused with faith, a wonderful man. So somebody came to him at one point and says, G.K. Chesterton, there's this essay contest and you've got to enter because we want to hear what you have to say about it. Okay, the 20th century wasn't a real easy time, was it? World Wars, Hitler, you name it. He said, answer this question. There's an essay contest. Answer this question, G.K., for us. Here's the question. What's wrong with the world today? Good question. How would you answer it? If you could write it down right now, what would you say? What's wrong with the world today? If you turn on the news, you got 1,000 ideas coming at us every minute. G.K. says, no, I'm too busy. I'm writing books and teaching and all these things. He said, I don't have time. They said, you must do this. Please answer this. Enter this essay contest and answer this question. What's wrong with the world today? Reluctantly, he says, fine. Fine. I'll do it for you. He goes back home, and before they know it, he shows up with his submission. He submits his essay, took him no time at all, submits his essay and wins the contest. He wins the contest, this essay contest, among some of the finest writers in the world by answering the question, what's wrong with the world today, with 3 letters, 2 words, and 1 period. G.K. Chesterton, when asked to write about what's wrong with the world today, said, I am. What's wrong with the world today? I am. My heart not being conformed to Christ is what causes problems, not theirs. Not my spouses or my in-laws or my kids, mine. And what Jesus is saying is, get your hearts back to me, right? Turn the focus back here. The man in the mirror, as Michael Jackson sung about. Want to make the world a better place? Look at the man in the mirror. Jesus says, start here. The Pharisees were focused on others and on just a ritual fulfillment of the law, and they'd lost their hearts. And Jesus did not, no longer had their hearts, and that's what he says today. Your hearts have wandered. Come back to me with all your heart. That's a song. Come back to me and take your focus off others. That's what he asks of us today. He asks that of us today and every day. And then he gives us a little examination of conscience. Painful. It's out of the mouth of God. He says, okay, how can I help you? I'm the problem. Look at the man in the mirror. Here's a few things Jesus says we should look at and then give over to him. There's 13 things that he states today. 6 choices that we make, evil thoughts towards others, unchastity, theft, even if I'm just stealing from work, pens and pencils, am I taking what's not mine? Murder, if I'm not killing somebody with a knife or a gun. Am I killing them with my words and my heart? Adultery, blasphemy, not only towards God, blaspheming, speaking words against God, but against others, gossiping. Seven bad habits Jesus mentions today. He wants us to think about greed, an excessive desire for the pleasures of money and the things that money brings me. Jesus is asking us, does that own you? Does that possess your heart, or do I? Wrath, do I get vengeful? Desire to see other people suffer, people who have crossed me. Jesus says, does that possess your heart, or do I? Deceit, do I deceive others for my own gain, my own advantage? Dislike of discipline, when I see rules and I hear about them, but I say, no, it ain't for me, I'm my own man. Do I shirk off discipline in my own life and in the world? Envy, do I get sad because others get God's blessings? Does that make me sad, or can I rejoice when others receive good things? Pride, we all got it, making this guy want to be number one. And foolishness, just foolish ways in which we live. Jesus said, look at those. If any of those resonate, pierce the heart a little bit. He says, pay attention to them. I want you to give those to me. He says, I'm not surprised. I know you already had them before you realized it. But give them to me. Give me your heart. Take your focus off of others and off the mere following of rules. And look into our own hearts. Acknowledge those things that are wrong. Accept them. Say, okay, I've got them. Now what are we going to do? And then we take it to Jesus in prayer and in the confessional. And we say, fix this in me. If we do that, even in one thing, one little way today, we are much greater than the scribes and the Pharisees, and we are his. We are his followers. Focus on right here, this heart, and what's going wrong, and then giving over to Jesus what is wrong with trust in his great mercy. And he will be victorious in us, and the world will truly be a better place. I'm what's wrong with the world, and Jesus wants to help this heart first. God bless you.